The culture is offering us counterfeit currency. It looks like the real deal. It looks like the authentic deal, but it's fake truth.
Dr. Tony Evans says cultural deceit can't hide from kingdom truth.
God wants us so acquainted with the truth that it becomes obvious that's not part of it.
This is the Alternative Broadcast, featuring the timeless biblical teachings from the archives of Dr. Tony Evans. Living as a kingdom Christian takes more than willpower. It takes God's power. Today, Dr. Evans explains how true strength begins with humble dependence on Him. Let's listen.
When Jesus began His earthly ministry, He began with an opening phrase, "The kingdom of God is at hand." All throughout His ministry, He kept talking about this kingdom, this place of divine jurisdiction. The word kingdom, as we've stated many times, means rule or authority. It is the sphere of divine jurisdiction from which God rules. Sometimes it's called the kingdom of God when it's referring to the person. Sometimes it's called the kingdom of heaven when it's referring to the location. But in both cases, it's referring to the sphere of God's jurisdiction or rule. When we open the book of Acts, it says from the time of Jesus' resurrection to the time of His ascension to heaven was 40 days. And during these 40 days, He taught them about the kingdom of God. We know they caught the message because biblical theology confirms it. Systematic theology is concerned with the organization of biblical truths and biblical principles in a structure. Because you can't go to one place in the Bible and find all that the Bible says about that one subject in that one place. It's spread throughout the Bible. So in systematic theology, we organize it, we structure it. So if you want to find out about the attributes of God or the doctrine of Christ, or bibliology, ecclesiology, eschatology, angelology, hamartiology. If you want to find out about that, because it's spread out throughout the Bible, it has to be organized, and we call that systematic theology. Biblical theology is different. Biblical theology is not concerned with pulling everything together that the Bible says on any one subject. Biblical theology is concerned with what this author said to this group of people at this time about said subject. So biblical theology is narrow, from which we get systematic theology. The reason why biblical theology is important is it lets you see what specifically is being emphasized at a certain time in a certain book by a certain author on a certain subject. Jesus has been speaking about the kingdom of God. The question is, did that catch? Because it says He was teaching His disciples. Did they grab it? So let's do a brief bibliocentric theological analysis of the book of Acts related to the subject of the kingdom of God. For example, Acts chapter 8, verse 12. When they believed, became Christians, Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God, the name of Jesus Christ, they were being baptized, men and women alike. Chapter 19, verse 8, and He entered the synagogue and continued speaking out boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. Chapter 20, verse 25, and now behold, I know that all of you among whom I went about preaching the kingdom will no longer see my face. Chapter 28, verse 23. When they had set a day for Paul, they came to him at his lodging in large numbers, and he was explaining to them by solemnly testifying about the kingdom of God and trying to persuade them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and from the prophets from morning until evening. And finally, chapter 28, verses 30 and 31, and he stayed 2 full years in his own rented quarters and were welcoming all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness and unhindered. So from a biblical theological framework, it is absolutely clear that the teaching on the kingdom of God that Jesus had done for the 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension, the apostles caught because they kept the theme going in the book of Acts when the church is being established. So don't get ticked off if I keep talking to you about the kingdom of God. It is the abiding theme of Scripture, the abiding message of Jesus Christ, and the abiding message of the apostles in the New Testament, because it is the theme of God's purpose in history, and that is his kingdom. The kingdom is his sphere of jurisdiction, the place of his rule. In your home, you have the sphere of your jurisdiction. You have your kingdom, your house, where you live, where you sleep, where you eat, where you raise your family. It is your kingdom. It is the sphere of your jurisdiction. In that jurisdiction, you have certain governance, guidelines, regulations, rules as to how your home, I hope you do, how your home operates. But if you have teenagers, you have kingdoms in conflict. Because as they've gotten a little bit independence and gone out into the world, they have picked up things that don't agree with your kingdom, that don't agree with your sphere of jurisdiction. And what they do is when they grab it from school or grab it from their friends, they bring that kingdom's worldview into your house. And you have to bring about corrective measures to say, well, that's not how we do it here. Because things from outside can seep into inside the kingdom. That is the kingdom of your home. The reason why Jesus taught them about the kingdom of God, so that they would teach us about the kingdom of God, is so that we would understand the governance of God's jurisdiction, God's rule, so that when errant thinking, errant ideas, errant philosophies, errant social orientation, when errant things come in, we understand what the rules of the house are. The rules, the jurisdiction of the kingdom. Because there is a competing kingdom. The Bible says we have been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. He says there is a dark kingdom, an evil kingdom, a secular kingdom. And it wants to impose itself and change house rules, change the sphere of the rule of God. So he says, I'm going to teach you, apostles, about the kingdom. I want you, now that we've established the church, to teach the people about the rule of God. Why? Because he wants us to experience the power of the kingdom. He doesn't just want the information of the kingdom. He wants the power of the kingdom to be made manifest based on the information of the kingdom. He says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. The job of the Spirit is to bring the reality of the new jurisdiction into our experience. When Jesus was on earth, the expression of his deity always operated in the location of his humanity. So people got healed where he was. People got raised from the dead where he was. People heard the sermons where he was. In other words, where his body was, you saw the supernatural activity that he did. Because he limited the activity of his deity to the location of his humanity. He was fully God, but he was also fully man. And as fully man, he had limitations. He said, but I've got to go, because if the Spirit doesn't come, you're going to be worse off. You mean I would be worse off if Jesus was here today? Absolutely. If Jesus Christ was here, we would all be clamoring for his attention. Because the superstar, the King of Kings, has entered the building. But the problem is, because of the limitations of humanity, he could not go to everybody's house at the same time. It would be impossible, not because he's not divine, but because he limited his eternal spiritual activities to the limitations of his humanity. Jesus never went more than 300 miles from the place of his birth. Okay? He was localized in his humanity. So he says, I'm going to send you another of the same kind. I gotta leave because when y'all disperse, I want to go home with everybody. And because I want to go home with everybody, I'm going to send an invisible power source to be available to you as though it were me. The Holy Spirit is the continuation of the work of Jesus on earth on his behalf, so that he could be everywhere at one time, and his purpose is to empower the kingdom's work in the life of his people. That's his purpose. You shall receive power. All of us have electricity, which means you have power. Your appliances only work because of the power of electricity. Your lights come on because of the power of electricity. Your heat, your cooling works because of the power of electricity. You are attached to power if you have electricity in your home, as we all do. You are connected to power. In other words, there is power access. Assuming your refrigerator is plugged in. Assuming your toaster is plugged in. Assuming your lamp is plugged in. That doesn't determine whether you have it. That does determine whether you experience it. If you have come to Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. That doesn't mean you're experiencing it. You have been attached, because the Bible says that you have been baptized by the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You've been dunked, just like the physical baptism, the spiritual baptism. You've been placed into the body of Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit that has entered the life of the believer. If you have a working refrigerator, it has been constructed to work by electrical power. If the refrigerator is not working because it has not been plugged in, you can't get mad at the electric company and say, y'all not doing your job. You can't get mad at the manufacturer if the refrigerator has been constructed properly. You can only blame yourself from non-connection. That's the only one you can blame, is yourself for non-connection. Our lack of power is due to our lack of connection. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with the company. The company's perfect. There's nothing wrong with the construction, because every believer receives a new nature, and that new nature is already set up to receive the power from the company. So if you got the power of the company, and if you're a Christian, you have the new nature, but there is no power, it's because there's a plug-in missing. Because you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, when the Holy Spirit is doing his work in and through you. I don't like cold. I don't like cold. I don't even like cool. I like hot. Okay? I prefer hot. I will drive with 100 degree heat with the windows down to get fresh air, because I don't want air conditioning blowing on me a lot. Okay? I went to turn up the heat in my house yesterday on the one side of my house, and it didn't come on. I put it up higher. It didn't come on. So I got to get that looked at. That happened a few years ago, where I had a problem where the heat wouldn't come on. So I called the air conditioning heating guy. He came over and I thought I needed a new unit. He said, no, your unit's fine. It says your igniter is not lighting the pilot so that it's getting in through the unit, creating the flame to produce the heat. It says, I know you think there's a unit problem, but this igniter is just a little piece of thing. He says, but this little piece of thing gets everything moving. The parts are there, it's all working, but because your igniter is not connecting like it needs to connect, the unit is not doing what it was created to do. God has given every believer an igniter to go into the new nature of the unit of your conversion to produce the kingdom of God results. But if the igniter is not igniting, then the results are not occurring, so the power is not being realized. He taught the kingdom of God, and he says, with this information I'm going to give you, the Spirit of God will produce power.
Dr. Evans will have more for us on the power the Holy Spirit produces when he returns in a moment. First, though, I want to tell you about an exciting new opportunity to go deeper with today's message. Tony's Unleashing the Kingdom series is now available, along with his newly released book called Unleashed and the Unleashed Bible Study Guide, including access to special companion streaming video lessons from Dr. Evans. These resources were designed to help you genuinely understand how to live under God's rule, so you can fully experience His kingdom blessings right where you are. You'll be among the first to receive these new releases when you make a donation to support the alternative. Visit TonyEvans.org today to request your copy of this exclusive Unleashing the Kingdom package, or call 1-800-800-3222 anytime. Our team is available 24/7 to assist you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans returns now with more of today's lesson.
In John chapter 16, verse 12, he says, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and disclose it to you. All things that my Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and discloses it to you. Ooh. God has given every believer an access line of disclosure. That's what the verses say. So let's walk through this. Jesus says, my Father discloses to me. I download from Daddy. When I download from Daddy, the Holy Spirit downloads from me. The Holy Spirit has a Google search engine. He downloads from the Son and reveals it to you. Not only is it a download of data, but it is a download of data with a GPS system. Because he says, I will guide you into all truth. So there is a GPS, there is a guidance positioning system at work in the life of the believer who is plugged into the Spirit. You're now in sync. And that sync will not only give you the information, it will give you the directions. He says, and it will guide you, steer you. Is there a qualification? Is there something that has to be operating? He says, yeah, as long as you know the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. If you don't have kingdom truth, you don't get Spirit power. A lot of people want Spirit power who are not committed to kingdom truth. Once you abandon the truth, which is God's perspective on any subject. I don't care what the subject is. When you abandon that, you cannot then ask for the Spirit's engagement, power, presence, enablement. He's not available because you're operating on false data. There is a virus on the line. Now, I know I didn't step way out here, so y'all tell me if I'm wrong, but it sounds right to me. There's a virus on the line. And the moment that you, I, we, or us bring into divine jurisdiction the kingdom of God where he rules, your kids, your teenagers come in and say, but my friend said. And what their friend said is not what you said. They're saying something antithesis to your teaching, your training, and the jurisdiction of your kingdom. You let them know your friends don't live here. This is not their house. So you can't expect me to accept their worldview in this house when it doesn't agree with our worldview. But we live in a world today where Christians are being culturalized rather than kingdomized. And you hear us buying into secular thinking, secular thought, because we like it, because it seems so right and fun, even though it goes against kingdom truth. He says the power of the Spirit is tied to the teaching of the kingdom. That's called becoming a kingdom disciple, becoming a person who has now orchestrated all of life under the rule of God. And when the Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, knows that we're operating under divine jurisdiction based on divine truth, we now have access to Spirit enablement or power. Many people want to hear from Jesus, which happens through the Spirit, who don't want to be under the jurisdiction of the kingdom. They want to bring the kingdom of the culture into the kingdom of God, and then they want the kingdom of God to adjust to the kingdom of the culture. And so you hear them compromising their views, compromising their perspectives, because that's what they like. That's how they were raised. That's their viewpoint. That's what they taught them in school and all that. The moment it goes against the kingdom of God, it goes against the Spirit of God. And once it goes against the Spirit of God, there is no power because you're no longer plugged in, even though you have the equipment. And when that happens, he says, you shall be, verse 8, my witnesses. When the truth of the kingdom, God's viewpoint, we come underneath it. We operate by it, even though we live in the culture. We operate by the principles of the kingdom. When they want to teach the agents how to spot counterfeit money, they don't teach them that by showing them counterfeit money. They teach them by showing them and making them indoctrinated on the authentic currency. They make them so acquainted with the authentic currency that now they can recognize any counterfeit because it's not consistent with the authentic currency. The culture is offering us counterfeit currency. It looks like the real deal. It looks like the authentic deal. It looks like it's right, it's real, it's all that, but it's fake money. God wants us so acquainted with the truth that we can recognize the error, the lies, the deceptions, not because we know all of them, because they keep changing every month, but we're so acquainted with the truth that it becomes obvious that's not part of it. When that happens, when you see the Spirit of God manifesting itself, he says, and you will be my witnesses. Now, what does a witness do? They testify, right? When you're in court and you're a witness on a witness stand, you're giving testimony. You're declaring something. When the Holy Spirit is doing his work, because you've come under the jurisdiction of the King and his kingdom, you're flying his flag over your life, home, family, church, your sphere of influence. When the Holy Spirit begins to do his work, you're going to have a testimony. See, one of the reasons we don't testify is because we don't have a testimony. And if you don't have a testimony, you don't have anything to talk about. You can't tell, you can't say to nobody, this is what God did for me. This is how Jesus invaded my circumstance. This is how God turned something around. You got to piggyback off of the testimony of other folk because you don't have a testimony yourself. But when the Holy Spirit begins doing his work, because you've been tied and tethered to the truth of the kingdom, he says, you're going to have something to talk about. You're going to have something to talk about. And you know, when God really does something, you can't keep it to yourself. You're going to testify of who God is and what God has done. You won't have a problem sharing your faith. You won't have a problem talking about what the Lord means to you. You won't be ashamed of people criticizing you because you're identified with Christ and don't just stay generic God. Because you'll be able to say, if you knew what I know, you would tell it from the rooftop where I was and where he brought me from, what I was in and how he got me out. You're going to testify because you have experienced the power.
Dr. Evans will return with a simple illustration to wrap up this message in just a moment. But first, if you're ready to experience the kind of power Tony's been talking about today, if you've never taken the step of asking Jesus Christ to be your personal sin bearer and guarantee you a place in heaven for eternity, take a few minutes to visit TonyEvans.org today. Click the link at the top of the page that says Jesus. We have some helpful resources there and a personal message from Dr. Evans that lays out the good news God has for each of us. Again, that's at TonyEvans.org. Now, a quick reminder about that special resource package I mentioned earlier. The full Unleashing the Kingdom audio series, plus Tony's brand new Unleashed book and the Unleashed Bible Study Guide with streaming video lessons are available as a part of one of the most comprehensive teaching packages we've offered. You can be among the first to receive these powerful new resources when you make a donation to help support the Alternative Broadcast Ministry. Visit TonyEvans.org today to make the arrangements or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Where team members are ready to help you anytime. That's 1-800-800-3222 or go online to TonyEvans.org. Sometimes we cling to things God has already called finished. Next time, Dr. Evans shows how we can move forward when our foundations shift and how faith and obedience turn his promises from what's in our grasp to what's in our hand. I hope you'll join us for that. But right now, let's listen as he wraps up today's message.
In closing, you know, we all have passports. If you travel, you have a passport. A passport identifies your citizenship. No matter where you go in the world, if you're an American citizen, you have an American passport. That passport will let them know in France, in England, in Italy, in China, I belong to America. Now, I'm in your country, but this a visit. I don't belong here. And my passport will testify that this is not home. This is not where I live. Too many Christians are leaving their passport at home. When you go to work tomorrow, carry your passport. When you're in your community, carry your passport. When you're with your friends, carry your passport. When you're hanging out with the guys, carry your passport. I'm with y'all, but I don't live here. I have another country. I live down here, but I operate from up there. If you don't believe me, here's my passport. It's in Jesus' name I make my declaration.